January 18.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, 2 Corinthians 6:14. In the days of Joshua, the children of Israel failed to obey God fully and did not drive out the Jebusites. The Benjamites also allowed these people to stay with them as servants to draw water and cut the wood. That is where they made a big mistake. Now they became so strong that they were mocking David. Except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither, thinking, David cannot come in hither, 2 Samuel 5:6. Before David could become king over all, these Jebusites had to be defeated. Later on we read how there was one Jebusite who still remained in the land. When he was removed, then God showed David the pattern of the temple. 2 Samuel 24:15-25. David had used his own wisdom at that time to count the number of fighting men in his kingdom. Rather than depending upon God's word for strength, his eyes went upon the number of soldiers. That is why God brought him to the threshing floor. The same place became the site for the temple which was built by Solomon. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem and Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared unto David his father, in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, 2 Chronicles 3:1. That was the place where Abraham offered his son Isaac on the altar. Thus all the Jebusites had to be completely sent away from the land before David could become the king over the whole kingdom.